Hotep, peace and blessings, family, kings and queens. I welcome you to another episode of The Fruits of Life with your host, Omega Fruits. How you doing today? I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for your time, your energy, for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you will be. I appreciate your energy. Today, I have another special gift for you, some gems within this episode. We're going to focus on a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. We're going to focus on healing by way of the heart chakra. Chakra is also known as the Karkaru or the Kara in ancient Egyptian cosmology. And today we're going to focus in this center space, this heart space, because we have spoken on different traumatic experiences. We have spoken about depression. We have spoken about the different changes that we go through that might put us in a dark space. There is yin and yang. There is balance in all things. And because that is the fact of life, today we're going to go deep into the heart and to find ways to heal, find ways to mend the wounds, find tools that we can utilize to grow spiritually and to find that bridge between our physical needs and wants and our spiritual aspirations, our connection with divine source. All right, so thank you for joining me on this great journey. Get out your pad, open up your pocket, your bag, your knapsack, your purse, so you can put these gems in that I'm going to drop in this episode today. If you would like to leave me a message, if you would like to listen to this podcast on different platforms, even if you would like to provide a contribution to this podcast, you can do so at anchor.fm/fruitsoflife. And I did start an Instagram page for this podcast. It ain't quite popping yet, but we're gonna get there. So you can find me at Fruits of Life Podcast on Instagram. Put a period in between each word. So we have fruits.of.life.podcast. And I will be sharing some information there and definitely providing more information about what is coming forward and what we're doing on this podcast. So go ahead and follow me over on Instagram, Fruits of Life Podcast. We're listening to this chant in this moment. This chant that is the seed sound of the heart chakra. It is YAM. And it is one way to provide healing for the heart chakra. It is one way of practicing a healing modality. And we're going to speak a little further about other modalities that can be applied within our healing. So when we're speaking about the heart chakra or the Karkaru, the heart chakra is associated with calmness, serenity, and balance. It is, as I mentioned earlier, a bridge between the physical and the spiritual. Seven chakras are usually mostly documented, starting with the root up through the crown. The lower chakras before the heart chakra basically are focused on self-esteem, on pleasure, on willpower, on creativity, on sexual energy, on security, safety, and stability. The heart chakra then comes in the middle, and above the heart chakra are three others: the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And these all strive toward spiritual heights, higher states of consciousness and divine connection, intuition, foresight, openness, imagination, ability to speak clearly, communicate effectively. Now, in the heart space, we focus on love, on self-love, on nurturing relationships with ourselves and with others. I like to think of the heart chakra as that bridge between the physical and spiritual. It's like the transcendence beyond the physical into the spiritual realms. In yogic traditions, the heart chakra is referred to as Anahata, which means unhurt or unstruck, as well as Unbeaten. And when you think about that, you're like, dang, Unbeaten, this world is rough, it's cold outside, bruh. You know what I mean? So that's difficult for us to be in that space of love, you know, of bliss, because of struggle that we deal with because of reality. But the fact of the matter is, we have to strive toward releasing those experiences, gaining from them, releasing them, and growing into our divine godliness. It has been said that the spiritual place where past experiences and grievances can no longer harm us is Anahata. Whatever we've been through is not a burden that we carry throughout the rest of our lives. It is not this baggage that weighs us down as we move forward and as we age. We must go through these experiences to learn a lesson and to expand our being, our consciousness. Reason why this topic is like near and dear to my heart is because I personally need to release certain energies that are not really effective. What reminded me of this fact is I feel like I have gone over certain difficulties in my life, and I'm thankful for where I am and who I am and who is in my life right now. I'm thankful for my husband, thankful for my children. Yet there are certain moments where these energies, these negative energies, weigh me down, especially when it pertains to my children. I mean, honestly, that's when the lioness roars. And something happened in this past week that brought me into that space that really wasn't too pleasant. I knew it was an issue because the same night, moving into the following morning, I felt this itchiness in my throat. I felt this coughing. I felt this discomfort. And so within my meditations, I was considering the throat chakra, and I was considering the heart. I'm like, okay, what aspect of myself needs to be worked on so that I can grow, so that I can be a better version of myself? Do I need to work on my throat chakra? Because when I went through that thing relating to my middle child and his father, I basically came out of character. You know, I established boundaries, and I feel like they are healthy boundaries. But again, when it pertains to my children and one's disrespecting the healthy boundaries that I established, I kind of lose myself a little bit. And I did lose myself. I'm going to be transparent. I was like, okay, I need to check myself, because the journey is about knowing thyself. To know thyself is to master thyself. I need to master my communication. So I must have to focus on the throat chakra. And as I'm reading through and just kind of reflecting and meditating on this space, on this area, I find, okay, well, maybe it's not my throat chakra, because I'm tapping into my creativity. I have been improving myself in communication. I'll hold on to that still. Maybe it's the heart. The heart is that space where it still holds on to some resentment, some anger. I may not be dealing with grief, but there's still some rooted anger that hasn't been dealt with. I'm sharing this because it is the journey, and the journey is real, you know. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror and pluck out those weeds that don't serve us, those behaviors, those attitudes, those paradigms that do not serve us. And for me to be able to do so, I needed to come into this space reflecting, meditating on my heart chakra. Within the Hermetic cosmology, as I mentioned earlier, the heart, Karakaru, really is exemplified by some people call them deities, some people call them Netter, Netteru, gods, goddesses, or principles, cosmic principles, universal principles. So the seven chakras are referred to as Safek Ba Ra, which are the seven souls of Ra. The principle related to the heart is that of Osset. Osset is a divine mother, is the divine mother. She embodies compassion, self-love. She's a life giver. She has this ability to love unconditionally. She breathes life. She's a great mother. She is the great wife. She's a magnificent queen. She is a nurturer. She's a cultivator. So when we're thinking about tending to our heart, it is wise to be in tune with the principle of Auset so that we can embody these attributes. And I feel like ultimately, since life is a journey and there are hills, there are valleys, there are rocks, there are stumbling blocks, there are obstacles, we have to come to a place of reflection and correction. That's when we remind ourselves of what is important, what is our purpose, what are we thinking, and how can we shift our thinking to be more functional. So when we catch ourselves in these negative states of being, thinking of, for example, Auset, the principle of Auset being this nurturer, full of compassion, self-love, and caring, we can embody that being into or those attributes into our lives. One of the things that I noticed within the yogic tradition, the heart chakra, its symbol has two intersecting triangles. These two triangles represent the male and female. Since the heart chakra reflective of balance, as I'm thinking within my comedic yoga practices, and I'm thinking about, okay, well, how do I apply these principles in my life? I not only consider Auset, but now I consider Ma'at. And Ma'at is the goddess, the universal principle that represents truth, order, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and that balance between the male and female divine nature, I feel also is embodied within this heart chakra. So I think about Auset and I think about Ma'at as two comedic principles that I can reflect upon and I can utilize to mend and to strengthen this heart space. When we think about balance, you know, we translate that language into Ma'at. Although these two principles are feminine in nature, I am reminding all listeners that we all have this energy, both of masculine and feminine. And when we think about our divine nature, we're not thinking about sexuality. We're thinking about these elements, these principles within our feminine and masculine ways that don't necessarily make you too hard or too soft, but balance within those attributes. So let's talk about a few qualities of the heart chakra. I'm going to just throw in some of this information for you all just so we can bring all this information into one space, because I do want to incorporate some of those generally known or commonly known yogic ideals and also bring in some of the comedic ancient principles within our reasoning today. The heart chakra, all chakras have an element, and the element for the heart is air. And within our comedic practice, that is shu, air and space, and is exemplified by the breath. So let's think about the breath of life now. The heart chakra is connected to the thymus gland, the heart, the lungs, the circulatory system, the arms, and the hands. Its planet is Venus. Also, the sun is associated with the heart chakra. And as mentioned already, this is a feminine quality. The color associated with the heart chakra is some pink, but mostly green. The green, now we want to think about nature. You want to think about trees. You want to think about grass, greenery, growth, expanse hills and valleys. You want to think about grounding your feet in the earth. So when you utilize some visualization, for example, as you're looking to strengthen and empower yourself, ground yourself within your heart chakra, you want to maybe even ground your feet in the earth. You want to feel that greenery. And if you think about chemistry, chlorophyll, when it's broken down into its molecular level, it is very much almost identical to the molecular description of blood. Okay, so there's a connection there between chlorophyll and blood. I'm gonna kind of stretch it a little bit. We're connecting green of the heart chakra with our blood flow. When our heart chakra is in alignment, we may radiate love and peace. And some of you might recognize and know people that naturally radiate this sense of love and peace. Like they walk into a room and it's like, bam, this ray of light has walked in. Some people are drawn to that energy. If this is something you would like to cultivate, you want to meditate, you want to reflect upon that light, that love that can exude from your being, okay? Because everything is energy, and everything we feel, we think, will radiate from our beings. So in an open heart chakra space, you will be caring, compassionate, self-loving, balanced emotionally, empathetic. You will engage in healthy relationships with self and with others. You'll have this ability to see the bigger picture and to feel connected to something greater. There is this ideal of instinctual knowing, this reality even of instinctual knowing. There is growth in spirit and deep self-love. I can't say that enough, okay? There is, again, this sense that all is connected. So these are all attributes that we want to embody. And so when you're speaking certain affirmations, you might want to draw upon that. I radiate light. I radiate love and peace. I am caring. I am compassionate toward others. I love myself deeply. I am emotionally balanced. I empathize with others. I cultivate healthy relationships. I establish healthy boundaries. I am connected to a greater cause. I am in tune with the divine. I am grounded. I am growing in spirit. Now, on the flip side, when there is closure, rather when there is a closed heart chakra, when the heart chakra is out of alignment, you might see an individual slouched over with rounded shoulders forward. Their head and neck may also bend forward. And this, in a way, covers the heart, protects the heart out of this fear of being hurt. I've come to realize that love and fear cannot coexist. When you are in a space of love, fear cannot be there. It has no place. When you are in a mindset of fear, love cannot manifest. That doesn't mean that we don't experience difficulties and challenges and we might be afraid of this or the other thing. The point is that we don't stay, we don't remain in that space. We recognize where we are, what we feel the emotion, and then we reset and redirect our thoughts, our energies, and our intentions. When a person is out of alignment within their heart chakra, again, they fear being hurt. They may not be able to radiate love and peace and acceptance. They may be critical of others and themselves. They may be judgmental, irritable, angry. Those are two areas that I need to work on, irritability and anger. Jealous, they may be jealous. Codependent, they may have poor boundaries. They may be narcissistic. They may be overwhelmed with grief that they have not dealt with. And I will add even trauma to that. They may feel loneliness and they may feel isolated. When we are out of alignment within our heart chakra, we might experience high or low blood pressure because, again, the heart and the circulatory system is associated with the heart chakra. Since the lungs are associated with the heart chakra as well, we may experience heart or lung conditions. We may experience respiratory conditions because there's blockage. There is stagnation within the energy flow. When there is a lack of flow, when energy cannot flow throughout our system, throughout our cells, then there is disease or dis-ease. So what can we do? There's several things we can do, and some of the things we've mentioned already. As we move forward, let's consider the symbol of the heart chakra has 12 lotus petals. Each petal represents something characteristic of the heart chakra. I like to refer to these as the 12 pillars of the heart chakra, and they are joy, peace, kindness, presence, love, harmony, clarity, compassion, purity, understanding, forgiveness, and bliss. So let's think about forgiveness for a moment. Oftentimes we're unable to forgive ourselves or forgive others, and then we hinder our own selves from growing in this heart space, in love. And then let's think about bliss. Oftentimes when some folks express their experience with high levels of meditation or consistent meditation, I should say, they describe it as this space of bliss. So to reach that place, it'll be wise to tap into that energy by addressing your heart chakra to reach that space of bliss. As we work on affirmations, if you like to use affirmations within your healing, you can use any of these 12 pillars to activate that energy within your journey. I am joy. I love to laugh. I am understanding of others' experiences. I am open to love. I am open to experience bliss. So let's talk about being open. I found that was so beautiful to be open. Like, we really just need to open up the possibility to feel this freedom, this love, this harmony, this presence, this purity. To just be open to love can unlock these hindrances that keep us in a low vibration, a low frequency. So let's think about just being open. I am open to love. That within itself can be an affirmation that you can utilize on a daily basis. I read that the heart should be completely open twice a day. So when we think about that, and we think about ancient comedic practices, we can utilize the 42 principles or ideals of Ma'at as is suggested upon the uprising and upon the downsetting. This is something talked about in one of our previous episodes on Ma'at. I'll make a note of that episode in the show notes. To utilize the 42 principles or ideals of Ma'at, it is wise to do so when you rise up and before you take it down. So these are two times within the day that you are opening yourself up, your heart up, twice a day. There are different things, other things that we can also do. Some people chant. The seed sound associated with the heart chakra is yum. And, you know, you may have heard some chant throughout this episode. I'll play some more for you toward the end of this episode. Just to be in that space, utilizing chant, utilizing sound vibration to further facilitate your heal. In future episodes, I look forward to inviting someone that can share with us some comedic chants. I have come across a few, but I'm not really the singer, so I'm not gonna do that to you. But what I will do is share with you a translation of a comedic chant that I found was just so beautiful and so useful. So what we'll do is we'll take a breath, nice inhalation through the nose, and you can release through the mouth. And you can do that two more times before we get started, just to settle yourself and just be open to receive these words. It's the translation into English of an ancient comedic chant. It says, I am a shining being and a dweller in light who has been created and who came into existence from the limbs of Netter, the creator. I am one of those lights dwelling in the light of Amen-Ra, thanks to the Creator, life, prosperity, and good health. Ankh, Uja, Seneb. I think that is beautiful. To repeat those words, I think is a beautiful addition to opening up that heart space, because we're getting in tune with that divine nature. Remember, that heart chakra is that bridge from the physical into the spiritual, connecting with our divine consciousness. We are gods and goddesses on the earth. So the journey is to get into that space mentally, physically, spiritually. On a physical level, to open up the heart, release the shoulders. We can practice some movement. And because I practice yoga and we're talking about the fruits of life, we want to add some tips that you can utilize within your movement practice. And again, you want to breathe, be conscious of your breath, and utilize certain movement. Some traditionally known yoga poses are, you can start actually by placing your left hand upon your heart and your right hand 3 inches below your navel, upon your creative seat, upon your womb. Oftentimes we hold on to trauma in our wombs. We've spoken about that before. So by connecting the womb and the heart, you want to send love into these heart spaces, into these spaces. You can breathe in that space. And then as you're ready to get into movement, you can incorporate certain things such as the cobra, what they call upward facing dog, wild thing. The bridge pose is a great pose to open up the heart and move the shoulders away from the heart. You can work on reclining bound angle pose. You can also do some low lunges with variations that open up the chest, open up the shoulders, even high lunge, again, opening up the shoulders. And when we apply specific kinetic yoga sequences, we can utilize Tekken. Tekken is a wonderful pose that opens up the body. It lengthens the body and also opens up the throat and opens up the upper chest. So we begin to loosen up the upper body. And then we can also do the sequence of Ma'at Ka. Ka referencing the spirit, the soul. Ma'at, as we mentioned, that principle of balance and harmony, reciprocity, order, truth, and justice. As we twist, we turn, we open, we stretch, we reach, we basically are opening up the heart in the process. The goddess pose is another beautiful pose to apply in opening up the heart chakra, the heart karu. The pose of immortality, like the goddess pose, is a very good way. Open up the shoulders, bring the spine in alignment, elongate, and expand. When we expand our arms, we expand our heart, so we're open to receive love, to give love, to be love. Sahu, when we seal our practice and we lay upon the earth, grounding ourselves, releasing onto the earth, we then place our hands, our palms upon our heart, creating a pyramid with our thumbs and the rest of our fingers. In this pyramid, we can consider the radiation of bright light coming straight from that genetic knowledge, our ancestors, from the universe, straight into our physical and our spiritual beings. And we breathe in that space, and you can speak these words of strength, of power, of forgiveness, of enrichment, of purity, of compassion, of balance, of harmony, of peace, of joy, straight into your meditation and into your heart, into that heart space. So there are different physical things you can do to strengthen the mental as well as cultivate the spiritual as you strive toward that Godhead, your divine consciousness. Aside from movement, we can also apply herbs, because now when we think about kinetic practices, it's a holistic practice. When we interviewed Brother Stephen Rousseau from Brownstone Wellness, he spoke about yoga. The yogic practice is not only on the mat, it is beyond. So when we think about balancing ourselves and getting our heart chakra in alignment, there's so many modalities we can use. Some of the herbs associated with the heart chakra are yarrow, meadow sweet, and orris root. Yarrow is interesting because it also is one of those essential oils that can be used to further facilitate healing. Some of the stones that we can use are aventurine, rose quartz, rhodonite, and malachite. Some of my favorites among those mentioned are aventurine, rose quartz, and malachite. Those are the three that I'm most familiar with. So again, I mentioned that pink and green are associated within the heart chakra. The rose quartz is one that is so powerful as it relates to love and cultivating love and giving love and attracting love. It is interesting that as a stone, it is useful within opening or getting your heart chakra in alignment. It is also an essential oil that can be utilized in awakening that capacity for self-love. Rose, in terms of essential oils, is the highest spiritual frequency of the oils. We're going to go over a few essential oils that can be utilized within this practice. Anything that we mention, whether it's herbs, stones, or essential oils, even the chants, even the movement, you want to be in a mindset of awakening love, awakening compassion, awakening that kindness toward oneself and toward others. So we're speaking about rose, the essential oil. It also promotes compassion, nurturing, and it helps deal with emotional wounds. By bringing in that love, it helps heal past pains or what have you. We're going to go through a few other essential oils that are useful, and you don't have to use them all. You can just choose which one resonates with you, which one works for you. You can maybe pick two if you would like to, or just work with one for a period of time and then maybe work with another one and see how things change for you, how things evolve for you, how it works for you. Marjoram is another essential oil that you can use. It helps through the healing process, especially when you have lost a loved one. So when you're dealing with grief, marjoram is a really good herb and essential oil to work with. The benefits associated with marjoram, it supports the respiratory system, particularly in asthma and bronchitis. So we did mention the lungs are associated with the heart chakra, so you might want to apply the different essential oils that are useful in relieving mucus, opening up the lungs, opening up the passageways for energy to flow. Lemon is another one of those. It brings clarity. It helps promote a healthy lymphatic system. It helps detox. They say the best thing to do in the morning before you eat anything is to get a warm cup of water and to squeeze half a lemon into it or half a lime into it, because it helps jumpstart the digestive system as well as helps to release any mucus and work on that lymphatic system as mentioned. Yarrow, I mentioned it as an herb earlier. It also can be used as an essential oil. It supports intuitive energies and heals wounds like marjoram. It releases deeply held anger due to a heart wound. It also helps mend the aura, our energetic field. It balances above and below. We often say within African practices, as above, so below. Yarrow helps create that bridge between the physical and spiritual. It makes that connection with the spirit as we maintain ourselves grounded in the earth. Eucalyptus also is helpful. It symbolizes openness and freedom. What you can do is buy the stems of eucalyptus and tie them up in a little bunch, hang them over your shower. When you take a nice hot shower, you can feel the energy and smell, take in the diffusion of the eucalyptus leaves. Or you could just buy yourself the essential oils, do the same, rub a little bit on your hands, maybe behind the ears, between the eyebrow, go into your meditation or your breath work. Eucalyptus also is decongestive, it soothes the lungs and the chest, and it helps with respiratory issues. It facilitates the flow of energy, okay, and it calms and uplifts the spirit. Jasmine symbolizes hope, happiness, and love in spiritual traditions. Another name for jasmine is Queen of the Night. It balances the emotional system by soothing anxiety, helps with apathy and depression. Chamomile is often known for being calming, especially for crying babies. It helps you sleep as well. It helps calm the nervous system and it affects anxiety, helps reduce emotional baggage, and it reduces depression. Lavender is adaptogenic. It goes where it needs to go. It is a universal oil across the chakras. It promotes calm. It calms strong emotions. It releases pain. It relaxes you. It facilitates, again, energy flow. And again, it really helps release fear as well, actually. It's connected to the heart and it helps us open up some. The last two herbs are sandalwood and ylang-ylang. Sandalwood creates a feeling of relaxation and peace, also facilitates anxiety and depression. It helps patients that are dealing with blood pressure issues. Now remember, the heart and the circulatory system associated with the heart chakra. If you're dealing with blood pressure issues, sandalwood, it might be that essential oil you should work with. Ylang-ylang essential oil also alleviates stress and pain, helps reduce inflammation, and we understand from Dr. Sabi's work that illness is rooted in mucus, and mucus is basically inflammation. If that's your issue, go to this essential oil. It will help your mood and it will help enhance your libido, they say. Talking about libido, although we're not focusing on like the root or sacral chakras, sex is enjoyable, especially between two loving individuals. Promotes happiness and releases endorphins and all that good stuff. It's interesting, if you're having any issues in that department and that is affecting your relationship, you might want to go check out Ylang Ylang, Ylang. I always found that name to be so funny. Saying it is just funny to me. Anyway, those are the different herbs that can be used when you're dealing with aligning the heart chakra and utilizing the essential oils. I mentioned earlier that green is that color associated with the heart chakras. You might want to go out in nature just to help realign yourself and to open yourself to appreciate nature, to appreciate life, the gift of life, the blessing of life. So we went through a few different modalities and practices that can be used as we heal our heart chakra, as we align ourselves and our heart chakra, as we reset our paradigm and our mindset so that we can be open to love. And I really look forward to this process being helpful to you. As mentioned, we can consider utilizing affirmations. We can consider the 12 petals or pillars of the heart chakra. We can consider chanting yam or reciting the Kemetic chant that I mentioned earlier. We can use different yoga practices, even Kemetic yoga sequences that are useful in opening up the heart and releasing any tension in the shoulders. We can utilize herbs and stones and essential oils to tap into the energies within these modalities. I mean, everything is energy, as we mentioned. So there is energy in a stone, there is energy in the herbs, there is energy in the essential oil. But the first is your thought. You have to put that intention into whatever you do, whatever practice. I'm speaking to myself. Everything I share with you is something that I'm working on within myself. I really look forward to this conversation being useful to you. I really thank you for listening in and just being a part of this process and this conversation. Know that we are on a journey, and every journey starts with that first step. And along the journey, there may be stumbling blocks, but guess what? You fall off the horse, you could get right back on it, and it is well and good. We are all learning, and we're all striving toward our Godhead, toward our divine consciousness, to live on this earth in this physical flesh as gods and goddesses, as Netzer and Netzeru in the earth. Tap in to all of the energies, all of the elements, all of the practices, modalities that are available to you. We live in a time of information. There is really no excuse. Okay. And I thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time, your energy. And I would thank you in advance for dropping that rating and review. Willfully, there were some beautiful gems that you picked up within this conversation. And if you'd like to drop me a line, remember to go to anchor.fm/fruitsoflife. And I would really appreciate that you subscribe and rate and review, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate that very much. Let's think green, and not only in terms of saving the planet, but saving your universe, your mind, your wombiverse, okay? Your heart. I'm gonna open up that heart chakra. I'm gonna align that heart chakra. Remember to breathe, be in your breath, appreciate that breath of life, appreciate the blessing of life, ground your feet, and until next time, be blessed. I'm going to leave you you with this yam chant. If you want to kick off your shoes, relax yourself, find yourself in a comfortable space, feel free to do so. I like to tell you, if you want to sit down and do so, fine. Ground your feet, don't slouch. If you want to lay back on your bed or even on the floor on a mat, if you want to roll a mat under your knees and have a little pillow under your neck, not too much. You want to spread your arms away from your body and your legs away from your body, that's helpful as well. Just be in a space to just receive and maybe even recite the chant that you're going to listen in on. All right, so thank you for holding tight and being with us during this time. Until next time, peace and power. Hotep, Ankh, Uja, Seneb. Yum. Yum.
Jump.